The peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. The peace of the world hangs on a fragile thread. It always has, and it always will. That has been true from the very beginning. It is so true today, and I do not mean only the armed conflict that exists in various parts of the globe. Iraq, Iran, Lebanon, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and other places. Everywhere, in this country, in this city, perhaps even in this place, the peace is elusive. There is violence, there is ugliness, there is crime, there is hate. There is dissatisfaction, frustration, there is seeking, there is longing, there is looking, there is working. All for peace. There is nothing, absolutely nothing that man has been, is now, or ever shall seek more than peace. For you see, he does not have peace in his natural state. He has lost it, for there is no peace without God, and separation from God means no peace at all. So true the words of the writer. Peace, peace, but there is no peace. Is there no peace? Thank God there is. It is the peace of the Lord. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the week of Pentecost. And Pentecost, you know, is the festival of peace and power, the Spirit of peace and power was given to the people, the church, the people of God. It is then that we look at the peace of the Lord, of which Jesus in our text so beautifully speaks to us. It was the night when he was leaving his disciples. He told them so much, so many things. He told them about his leaving them. He told them about returning to the Father's house. He told them of the sorrow they would have and the joy that the world would have. He told them so many things, and they were sad. Their peace was disturbed. What would they do without the Lord? They could not understand. They did not know what he was saying. Judas, not Iscariot, said to Jesus, you're going to show us peace, but the world isn't going to have that peace. I don't understand. Then Jesus spoke these wonderful words. They are so powerful and so matchless. If anybody loves me, he will keep my words. And the Father will come and unto him and abide with him, and we will dwell with him. We will be with him. Peace. Jesus, the Father, God, dwelling in us, dwelling with us. Reunion once more with the God who is offended by our sin. That's peace. And that comes through the Word of our Lord Jesus Christ, all that he has done and all that he has revealed, that is the source of this power and this peace. It doesn't come by our searching, or by our doing, or by our hoping, or even demanding. It comes from the Lord. And it is there in his word. Jesus said, if you love my commandments, if you love my word, then there will be reunion. Then we will come and we will dwell with you. We will abide, the Father and I. Let's never forget this. A lot of people are seeking peace in all sorts of ways, and a lot of people in the pale of visible Christendom are seeking peace, but in their own way. They seem to want to circumvent the word. They want to change it. They want to update it. They want to make it more current, more relevant, as they call it, because they think they have discovered something that was not there or was not known before. No. The word of the Lord Jesus Christ, all he did and all he said, it is complete. It is there. And if we keep his word, we show our love. Oh, but how difficult that is, isn't it? Ah, but Jesus says now, I tell you this, you don't have to do this alone. I will send the Comforter, the Paraclete, to you, and he will bring all things to your remembrance. He will bring all of this and make it alive. The Paraclete, the Comforter, the one who stands alongside of us, the one who guides us and directs us. He opens our eyes and gives us spiritual enlightenment and spiritual insight. We see the wonderful truth of the grace of God in Jesus Christ. We see the love of Jesus there, the love that brought him to the cross, the love that brought his soul into the darkness of hell itself, all because no greater love was there than the love of Jesus, who gave himself for us, his friends. The Spirit opens our eyes. The Paraclete says, see, hear, listen, accept, believe, and by his power creates faith within us. And the Word lives. And all that Jesus has done for us is marvelous. And we're alive. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, when he was poured out upon that first Pentecost, the disciples became alive. They stood up. They were proud. They were bold. And they proclaimed the great truths of our Lord's salvation to all gathered there. And the Paraclete said to those thousands, ah, it is true. Isn't it wonderful? Accept, believe, arise, be baptized. And they were 3,000. The Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, is with us through the Word. Jesus said, I will send him with the Father. The Father in my name will send him to you in my name. In Jesus. The Holy Spirit operates in and through Jesus Christ for salvation. There are so many people that try to make the Holy Spirit their own commodity. They want the Holy Spirit to make them number one, numero uno. They want special power. The rest of the people can be second, third, fourth rate Christians, but they want to be uno, number one. That's not how the Holy Spirit works. He didn't come for that. He came to give the power of faith. He came to be alongside of us in the Word and in the sacrament of that Word. And through that Word, in the name of Jesus, he makes us alive. He makes us children of God. He gives us the peace. The peace which Jesus calls, not as the world gives, do I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. My peace give I unto you. Therefore, never, never, never let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. The peace of the Lord, by the power of the Spirit, with the whole power of God, is our wonderful gift and our possession by grace, not of ourselves, the gift of God alone. The Spirit makes it live. The Holy Spirit brings it alive. And in this wonderful opportunity of the Holy Sacrament we're about to receive, let us remember, the Spirit walks with us up these stairs and alongside of us says, receive the Lord, he's there. His body, his blood, whereby he sacrificed and saved you and the whole world, is there. Believe me, I know. And as you receive the body, the blood, you receive the forgiveness, the peace of the Lord. Again I say, the peace of the Lord be with you. Amen.